Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, a new study reignites debate over a potential link between Tylenol use and autism risk. Top Gum signs a $12 million letter of intent to acquire U.S. manufacturing operations. And industry leaders weigh whether to build or buy AI capabilities amid accelerating digital transformation. A newly published study has renewed attention around a possible association between prenatal Tylenol use and autism spectrum disorder, prompting renewed scrutiny from clinicians, regulators, and manufacturers. While causality remains unproven, the findings are likely to fuel ongoing regulatory, legal, and public health discussions around one of the most widely used over-the-counter medications. In manufacturing news, Top Gum has signed a $12 million letter of intent to acquire U.S.-based production operations as part of its expansion strategy. The move reflects broader industry efforts to strengthen domestic manufacturing capacity, improve supply chain resilience, and support faster commercialization of nutraceutical and pharmaceutical products. Meanwhile, as artificial intelligence adoption accelerates across pharma, companies are facing a critical strategic question: whether to build AI capabilities in-house or acquire them through partnerships and acquisitions. The decision hinges on data maturity, talent availability, cost considerations, and long-term competitive positioning as AI becomes embedded across R&D, operations, and commercialization. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.